Now let's move on to the next item, and that is paper 123 with regard to the mobile telephone reception and network of the Shenzhen Bay border crossing point. We have got a written reply from the Communications Authority. And here, may I welcome our Senior Telecommunications Engineer, Frequency Planning, Mr. Li Qixing. He will help us discuss the item on a mobile phone reception at the Shenzhen Bay Port. And we have a few members submitting this paper, including I myself, and of course, Mr. Hong, Mr. Yip, Ms. Kwan, Mr. Yeo, and so on and so forth. Mr. Chen?
Yes, Chairman, for those living in NT North and those living near the Shenzhen Bay Port, I'm sure they have this complaint. And as you know, there is a lot of traffic between Hong Kong and the mainland. And very often when we are at the border crossing point, when we haven't crossed over to the mainland side, the network is already a mainland network. And for those living in NT North, very often they also have to use the mainland network. But of course, you know, roaming is really very extensive. We can't afford that. So how can is it that our the network on the Hong Kong side is really too poor? Say I may just be taking a walk near the border crossing point, and so if I receive a call, and then a 1 minute call will cost me over $10. And of course, the telecommunications companies will be glad, but we do feel very bad. I just want to make sure that the telecommunications companies will not be making excessive profits because of this situation, and we will not be suffering from such losses in the future. So, Mr. Li from the CA, please. I thought that members were concerned about coverage near Shenzhen Bay Port, but it seems that Mr. Chen is concerned about Hong Kong people being forced to use roaming service. I want to say that Hong Kong and the mainland use the same frequency. You know, Hong Kong is very near to the mainland. You know, radio frequency knows no borders or boundaries. Usually, no, we have the mobile stations in the mainland facing Hong Kong and the mobile stations in Hong Kong facing the mainland. So it's really a very difficult situation. The CA has issued a leaflet for public information. And as you know, Lantau is also very near to the mainland, near to Zhuhai. So, of course, we hope that these problems can be prevented. But then, as you all know, radio frequency knows no boundaries or borders. I believe members still have a lot of question marks in their minds. Mr. Wang Manxing, yes, please raise your hands. Wang Manxing, Hong Chiuwa, Mr. Wang Manxing. Thank you, Chairman. This is really an interesting topic. There are people who travel from Yao Chi Mong to Shenzhen Bay Port. Now, Mr. Lee was able to answer Mr. Chen's question, although Mr. Chen's question was not in the paper. No, we don't understand why in Hong Kong, say for example, in Yuen Long, Ngau Tam Mei or Yao Tam Mei, I received signals from the mainland, but I have never received Hong Kong signals in the mainland. So why is it that their signals are always interfering with ours? But then when we are in the mainland, we do not receive Hong Kong signals. Why is that so? That's very interesting. I'm asking this question out of curiosity. Mr. Hong.
Thank you.
Chairman, Hong Kong people visit the mainland via various border crossing points. The Shenzhen Bay port is heavily used by people traveling on coaches. So many people traveling on package tours do use this border crossing point. And of course, co-location is much preferred. On one occasion, we returned to Hong Kong from the mainland, and for quite some time, the network was still a mainland network. So with regard to the outdoor parts of Shenzhen Bay Port, we are told that we only have the mainland's mobile networks. What do you mean by outdoor area of the Shenzhen Bay Port? Is it that even after we've gone through immigration clearance, that area is merely served by the mainland's mobile networks? So, when people have have already ascended the bridge, then why is it that it's still China Mobile's network? Is it that our signals on this side are not strong enough, or is it that their signals are too strong? And it is said in the second paragraph of the written reply that if the Hong Kong mobile service is required to cover the outdoor area of the Hong Kong port area of Shenzhen Bay Port, outdoor transmitting stations are needed to be installed. Can I ask the communications authority to ask the network operators to provide such outdoor transmitting stations? Now, for people coming back to Hong Kong via the Shenzhen Bay Port, they have to cross a bridge, and there is the sea underneath. Now, after the car has crossed the bridge, people will still be receiving mainland signals. From the crossing point to the bridge, we're talking about a few minutes traveling distance by car. Many people who have passed the border crossing need to call their family members, yet they can't use their mobile phones. Is quite unreasonable. So can we ask our mobile network operators to provide coverage? All right, and now we have Mr. Hao Wing-Chung.
Yes, Chairman. In fact, I
I have a car which has two license plates. But then I want to say that even when my car reaches Lam Tse, I still can't use my mobile phone. Yes, I can use my mobile phone when I am in the Tuen Mun Tang Center. In other words, I have to pass Tuen Mun Hospital before I can have the signals. Otherwise, it's still China Mobile.
其实这种情况呢?
No, the same situation applies to Wong Kwong. Once you pass the roundabout, then things are fine. But then for the entire road along Wong Kong, you get the mainland signal. The situation is most serious in Shenzhen Bay Port. And you don't even get Hong Kong signal, even in Lam Tse. Thank you, Mr. Ho. Now, members may wonder why the mainland signals are here in Hong Kong. And so when we want to use the mobile services here, we cannot do that. We are forced to use the mainland network. Now, Mr. Lee, can you give us some more information concerning this? First of all, I would like to respond to several points. I think members are very interested in things related to mobile phones. First of all, in response to Mr. Wong's questions, we represent the telecommunication companies in Hong Kong, and we also have Shenzhen residents complaining they get the Hong Kong network. So you see, the frequency really knows no boundaries, and it goes for residents in both places. Now, we know the problems occur in both sides of the border, not just on our side. Now, you're talking about the wide coverage. Maybe it does not have something to do with the network. If you are within Hong Kong, if you're with the mainland network, maybe you may have to switch off your mobile phone first to get the Hong Kong network. Well, it has something to do with the mobile phones. You can try it. Try it on the bridge. If you're in Shenzhen, you get Hong Kong coverage. When you're in Hong Kong, you get mainland coverage. It all boils down to the different designs of mobile phones. Because the phone doesn't know where you are, the phone thinks you are still with the same, you are with the certain network. So experience sharing. If you're in Hong Kong, you go to mainland from Hong Kong, you get the Hong Kong network, even in Shenzhen. For the situation in Shenzhen Bay, now you have to understand the Shenzhen Bay port is different from other border crossing point. It's different in the sense that, well, for others, the border is very clear. But for Shenzhen Bay, it's special because it covers Hong Kong port area. Even for the Hong Kong port area, it's still in Shenzhen. So that's why things are serious. You see, in Shenzhen Bay, if you have been there, you see lots of people are living there. That's why we have to tread with caution in dealing with this. In Hong Kong, when we provide outdoor services, I'm worried that the residents in Shenzhen Bay will be affected. You see, the buildings are getting more and more buildings are there in Shenzhen Bay. Geographically, the Hong Kong port area is still within Shenzhen. So if we are to set down an area, a small area for Hong Kong coverage, that means we have to build a transmitting station there in that small area, and we cannot control the frequency, and the frequency knows no boundary. Well, even when you're in Tuen Mun, in Lam Tse, you can still receive the mainland signal, so you see how difficult it is to control the frequency, to control the transmission. So if we simply ask the service providers to address this issue, then we are worried that the residents in Shenzhen Bay will be affected. So please understand, because of all these situations, things like this is, we understand your concern. We have already got the leaflet to tell people what they should do. Now, when you cross the border, we have to strike a balance for people crossing the border and the people living in Shenzhen. Now, any more questions? Yes, Mr. Tong. Mr. Hong, 1 minute. Thank you, Chair. Well, having listened to Mr. Lee, it seems that there are some contradictions. For example, in Shenzhen Bay, people get the Hong Kong network, Hong Kong signal, but it goes the other way around. Well, I understand that. Now, the same rule applies. How come people on the other side can get the Hong Kong signal? I don't quite understand. It doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean by you don't understand? Are you asking how come mainland people can get Hong Kong signals or what? Sorry, speakers off mic. What I was saying is that in Shenzhen Bay, well, in fact, the Shenzhen Bay is on the mainland. So for the entire bay, it's covered by mainland network. If we are to provide outdoor transmitting stations, these stations will affect the mainland network. Well, in submitting the paper, I think members would like to raise the fact that it's very inconvenient for Hong Kong people because we keep getting the mainland network. But then Mr. Lee has already told us, because of the geographical location of Shenzhen Bay, we are left with a situation. Now, I think since we have the leaflet, then members can at least get the basic information. Maybe we can post big signs at the border points to remind members of the public about this. Now, I can see you use the bridge as the border point, as the border. You go ahead and you end up in Hong Kong, and still within that area, you cannot get the Hong Kong signal. Can you tell the telecommunication companies to tell them at the relevant points, at least on the bridge, we can get the Hong Kong signals? And you also have to let members of the public know that at that certain point, we can get the Hong Kong signals. Otherwise, people will get worried. When they want to make a phone call, they can only get the mainland signals. Otherwise. Now, I made a particular trip on Saturday. I understand it's because of the geographical issue where we are left with this situation, but I agree that we also have to enhance the publicity. Now, because of the simplified characters notices, so people thought they were on mainland, but that they are actually in Hong Kong. I repeat, it may not have something to do with the network, but rather with the design of the mobile phones. The phone, because of the different designs, for example, first you engage with the mainland network, the phone will not switch. And the phone doesn't know whether you're a mainlander or a Hong Konger. So if it's programmed to have the mainland signals, then it will not change. So, well, anyway, I'll see whether we can enhance the publicity. Yes, thank you. We have this problem. But thank you, Mr. Lee, for saying you will see whether there is anything you can do. Thank you. Let's